NAWRO, good morning, Tom, if you're still there.
Yep, still here. Just pulling out of the gas station for my coffee. Now I'm coming down to your neck of the woods to get my fuel.
A little digitally crunchy on that last one. I see you look like you're on Burnside, BRN, RSSI 110, so you should be in there. Try again when you get a chance.
I should be coming in the Mount Clemens one very shortly on M19 Cemetery, my cemetery.
Yeah, for a second there, I thought, well, maybe it's me, not you. But no, it dropped in as a BRN, and now a 121 RSSI. So for some reason, it's picking. Can you grab my map? Must be picking Burnside. So I will stand by. You get down the road a little bit, I'm sure it'll change. Or wait a minute, try again. It's up to you. NAWRO, I am listening. Statewide one.
How about now, Tim?
Ah, you switched over to Detroit there. Yes, a little bit better on Detroit. Sounds good. Where are you off to today? Maybe you don't know, it's too early. You're getting off a little early here today.
No, it's about my average between 7:15, 7:30. Heading over to the UMD Jesuit there in Detroit. Take care of an issue there real quick. And then going back over to Providence in Southfield. I'm sorry, Henry Ford Health in Southfield. We'll figure out an elevator issue there. So that's it for right now, for today.
Copy that. So local, more or less for you, that'd be local, which is nice on a Friday. They don't send you up the points west or north end of the week. It'd be nice if you could stay local. I suppose you don't really know what they're going to put you on the afternoon. They could send you someplace.
Oh,
I have a feeling I missed your last on there. If you're coming into Detroit, you must be down south then. Not near Mount Clemens or what?
Negative. I'm 5 minutes from your QPH.
All right. I heard that, but for some reason your radio is picking Detroit. 111 on the last one, so it was readable, but it might be sketchy there. You got Wally's in there? You want to try Wally's? Work it out this morning for a little bit? No, we can always pick this up later.
Yeah, I don't have my HD powered up. I'm actually charging the battery on it. I don't have a VHF DMR. Just a Motorola. But we can try it later in the day when we meet up at the MISD tonight.
That last one was good. I want to let it drop in and see what it was. I may not be going to that tonight because, I'm not really attending the Dream Cruise. I'm just going to be back at the ranch monitoring things. Come on, drop in. Oh, okay, now you're on Mount Clemens. So, see, now you're perfectly fine. So that's good. Yeah, you're just, that's a 7 o'clock T-shirt drop-off, I believe, correct?
Yes, and I don't think my placards are in yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure the last on that. There's some debate about dropping them down to 14-inch in diameter. So first ones we got looked good, but they were 18-inch in diameter. So I think in the 14s might actually look better. But we'll see how that goes. I may even actually pick up a second set after I see how the new batch comes out.
Yeah, I got you on that one. All right, I'll be back in a minute. I got to get fuel for this beast. I went through 2 tanks yesterday. Be back, KCK Joe.
Understood, NAWRO. PKP, mobile on statewide. NAWRO, North Macomb County. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, sir, from Grand Rapids. I hope the sunrise is as beautiful for you as it is here.
Well, I do notice it's not overcast yet, but it hasn't actually hit the yard yet. So, but yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good day. AC is off for now. The windows are all open, and I'm looking forward to maybe getting the lawn mowed out back. That'd be nice. How about you? Assume maybe you might be headed to work.
No, I'm actually headed home from work. Get off at 7 a.m., go home for the day, off for the whole weekend, don't have to work until next Thursday.
Yes, the old midnight shift. It's been many, many years, but I did my turn on midnights as well. Didn't mind the shift as much, but I just didn't like the rearranging of the sleep schedule during the daytime. But, yeah, we did get a little extra moolah for a working off shift.
Oh, there you go. Mine are actually 24-hour shifts on a firefighter, so we work 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. Taking Saturday off, which means I get a six-day weekend. So looking forward to that for sure.
Hey, CK Joe, I'm back. 20 gallons later.
Got you in there, Tom. We're in a QSO with, we've got contact out west there. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. My name's Tim, Tango India Mike, NAWRO, and that's Tom here. Why don't you go on station, go ahead and bring it back, and then send it over to Tom.
Tim and Tom, I like it. Sounds like a radio show. The name is Riley, KEPKP over in Grand Rapids.
Morning, Riley. It's Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, Kilo Charlie, 8 Kilo, Julie Oscar. And Tim, yeah, I knew it was Riley because it's coming across my screen, so I must have his contact in there, or his DMR ID.
Riley, I'll have to toss your DMR ID in mine because I've got the contact, but it didn't show the name. I'm not exactly sure how that works. I guess the ones with the names are the ones I must have touched. I don't know how that works, but I like the long weekends off when you're off shift work. I used to work for the county here many years ago, retired in 2010. We didn't have the longer shifts, so we only had 8 hours. I believe they're doing 10-hour shifts now, but know how that is, and you're off for a while. I love it. NAWRO, back over to you, Riley.
Yeah, I can't complain about the schedule. With the 24s, we only end up working 9 days a month, so it kind of works out nice. I'm kind of newborn at home, so it means I get to spend more time with him, and I'm enjoying it. I'm curious how my audio is. So I've just put in a 5550E in the truck, and I have the handheld controller, so I'm just curious how the audio is on your guys' end. I'll throw it over to Tom.
You sound pretty good. And you got the handheld controller, you got the DTMF, or you got the one with the display on it? Because I got a 5550E. But I got the DTMF mic with it.
Yeah, Riley, I also say you sound good. Your audio levels are equal with Tom's there. And on the dashboard, I show you coming in at an RSSI of 104 on the Grand Rapids machine, as you know. So all in all, good. And I'll let you go ahead and answer Tom's question. I'm on a Connect Systems radio, so it looks like you two have experience with the same radio there.
I copy that. Good to know that I can actually be heard. This is the HHCH, so the handheld controller with the screen built into it. Right now, I wanted a clean install in this truck and wanted no big radio heads. So I threw this with 5550E, and then I also have an Anytone 578 with their HHTH handheld controller as well, so I can throw them in the center console when I'm not using them, and nobody would know they're there besides the antenna sitting on the roof.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because I got the control head mounted on the radio, which is right here underneath my dash, my work truck, and I just got the DTMF mic, which is fine. Makes it a lot easier when you're trying to talk and move channels or whatever else. You know, I didn't want to tear apart the radio and put in this and that. It's my work truck, so I put drill holes everywhere. KCKG, over to you.
Chatting with Wally on Discord, Tom. We should get Wally in on this QSO. So he used to be a firefighter over in Paw Paw. It's not too far away, I don't think. Or maybe I got my Michigan map mixed up, but go ahead there, Riley.
Yeah, Paw Paw is about an hour south of us, over by, it's kind of central, so kind of like Kalamazoo area there. Just to the west of Kalamazoo. It's about an hour away from us. That's pretty cool. But yeah, I've been loving this Motorola handheld controller. It's been super easy to play with. The only thing is the audio. So there's a speaker built into the microphone or the handheld, and the speaker sucks. And so I threw an external speaker on it and put it behind my seat. But you can't turn off the speaker in the handheld controller. So now I have audio coming through both the external speaker and the handheld, which is a little echoey and is not the best. But looking through all the forums, there's no way to change that. So I guess I'll just have to deal with it. KPKP.
That's why I like the front-facing speaker. I guess it's my work truck. Don't want to do too many mods on it, so I just got the whole unit sitting here underneath the dash, and I can see the display, I can hear the speaker, so it works out. I said, but with the DTMF mic, I can hit the button and move my zones around pretty cold darn quick. Is Wally out there somewhere? W8BD. If you either pick it up, if not, Jim, go ahead.
He's got some issues with his Microsoft 365 again, so John's going to have to help him out with that. But, yeah, maybe he'll jump on a little bit. NAWRO for ID. And, that's interesting, Riley. You got competing audio coming out, so that could give you that little echo. So no way to shut the audio off on the mic, or maybe you don't want to do that because in certain conditions you want it on.
Yeah, I found no way to turn it off. I've gone through all the forums. I was actually talking to Fred the other day, and he said there's no way unless I take the controller apart and desolder the connectors on it. The problem is it's just a HT speaker inside of it, so it's just a 7550 speaker, and so when you're in a mobile, it's really tinny and really hard to hear when you're going down the highway. So it's a weird, I don't know, it's a weird Motorola thing, I guess. Back to Tom.
Well, I can understand it. That means I'm going to leave my setup the way it is. So I like about my YAC too, it's a front-facing speaker. And so it shoots right there at my face. I can hear it because I do have an issue with audio at times where I need it directed right at me where I can hear it. If it just passes by my ear, sometimes I don't hear the response. So that's cool. Let's check that out, though.
Yeah, with you guys doing your, especially you, Tom, with you doing your commuting in that truck so much, you've got to have a setup that's friendly for road noise. Get that road noise, and it can really, play havoc with trying to communicate. We all try to optimize, our setup the best we can. So that's interesting, but then you don't want to mess with it too much. Like, I don't know if I'd want to do surgery on it. I might draw the line like you're doing. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I wonder if any of the other guys have that problem. I'll talk to them. NHWRO, back over to KE8PKP.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to do surgery on it. It's not that big of a deal. And I've got the handheld controller sitting on a magnetic mount on the console. So, and the external speaker is literally right behind my head. So most of the time all I'm hearing is that external speaker, but every once in a while you get a weird echo. And it is what it is, and I'll deal with it. I'm not about to do surgery on the Motorola when you pay that. Unfortunately, when you pay that money, they don't want to rip it apart and try to play with it. So we'll deal with it, and, audio is audio.
So, Riley, are you out of Grand Rapids, or are you out of Kalamazoo for a fire? I was just in that area yesterday. I was in Portage, and then I finished off the day in Zeeland, so... Know the area pretty decently, I guess you could say, according to GPS. KCKDO over to Jim.
Go ahead, Riley.
Yeah, I'm actually, firefighter just north of Grand Rapids, so Plainfield Township Fire is where I'm at. So it borders the city of Grand Rapids, but then I live in Granville, so I've got about a 25-minute commute back and forth. Today we're sitting in traffic, so it's looking like it's going to be another 35 to 40 minutes commute. But no, I work for Plainfield Township and then commute back to home in Granville, just south of Grand Rapids.
Oh, so you're stuck on 131 then.
Curious if you'll change towers. Will you go to Byron Center at some point, or are you just probably stuck on Grand Rapids?
Yeah, it's back on 131. For the most part, I stick on the Grand Rapids repeater on the Butterworth Tower. Really, until you get down about past 60th Street, then it might switch over. But for the most part, the coverage off of the hospital tower here is pretty great. So I can hit it way up north. Typically never switch off from the Grand Rapids repeater. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Because I could pick up the Grand Rapids tower, Tim. Right at the border of... Geez, where was I at? I was in Portage, and I was trying to get sketchy there, but as I looked a little bit more north, and I got picked up by Grand Rapids, so... Yeah, it's got a pretty good coverage, like Riley says. The dead spot, though, is on 69, heading east out of town. You get in the thick of the trees, and it gets sketchy for a little bit. KCKJO.
Yeah, copy that. Central Michigan does have a nice little cluster there. You know, you got Grand Rapids in the middle. They even have those, I think they're newer, the Greenville Tower, and then Grand Haven. I assume those are smaller, but then Morley to the northeast, Lowell, Byron Center, Hamilton, Fillmore. Of course, Muskegon, too. Yeah, that's very interesting, but I see the dead spot. I imagine Lowell, and then you get to Bancroft, but there's an opening there, Tom, as you travel east. But you got some coverage over there, Riley.
Yeah, it's not too bad over here. When the radio is in roaming mode, you never have a problem. I can drive all over the West Michigan and talk. The Greenville repeater, I think, is up now. The last time I was up there trying to connect to it, it was having issues, and I think they had to take it down and change something on it. But I think it's working now. And that Lowell repeater, it's not a very high antenna, and so the coverage on it's pretty local over there. I'm about 25 minutes away, so like 20 miles or so from there, and I can barely hit it when I'm at home. But yeah, the coverage over here is pretty good. I have no complaints. I just kind of wish that more people on the west side would get on the statewide talk groups. But what do you do? Oh well. Hey, TKP for ID.
Yeah, I'm one of the guys that like to keep the towers nice and roasty toasty. You know, and then locally, you know, keep the Central Michigan and the FBI network a little roasty toasty too. It just makes the day go faster. I'm sitting here listening to the radio all day. KC and KTO.
Amen to that, Tom. So, Riley, Tom and I are members of ARPSC for Macomb, so I've got my little handy-dandy map out here, and I made some notes about your repeaters over there. And just curious, Tom, when it comes around to you, you know, if Mayo is back online. I don't think so. I think it's still off. Go ahead, Riley.
Yeah, that I do not know. I don't think I've ever connected to that repeater. I thought I heard they were having some linking issues or some RF linking issues, but that's a little far from me, so I'm not up on that one.
I have not heard any recent updates in regards to it. Jeff is traveling again. Compared to being around for a little bit longer, but he's out and about, so I don't think he's got a rubber truck. So next time I talk to him, I'll ask. But I think right now it is still in the developmental stages, so to speak.
Yeah, I left a little room for SWR, but apparently not monitoring. Yeah, interesting. Good network. I love it. Doing a good job here. I just like how Detroit is 444, but then Sault Ste. Marie shares the pair, and that's 444 too for frequency. It's interesting stuff. But anyways, guys, I think I'm going to jump out. I'll be listening, but I'm going to jump out and get started on the day. Got to make my breakfast and stuff like that. Riley, a pleasure to meet you on the air. Tom, you have a safe travels today. November 8th. Whiskey Romeo Oscar with KE8PKP and KC8KJO. Go ahead, Riley. Turn it over to you. I'll be listening.
Yeah, well, pleasure to make the acquaintance. Trying to make it more of a habit to turn the radio on when I'm coming home from work, typically after 7. So, I'll jump in here again. But, yeah, good to talk to you. I'm actually going to jump off as well. I'm off the highway. I'm going to stop for gas and get some coffee and get the day going on this Friday. Good to talk to you, Tim. Good to talk to you, Tom. And I'm sure we'll talk again. Kilo Echo 8, Papa, Kilo, Papa. I'll be clearing after Tom.
All right, guys. Enjoy your day. I still got another 20-minute ride, but that's okay. No big deal. So, glad to meet you, Riley. Yeah, I'm always out here between 7 and 8. So, better I'm on the UHF. I'm going to start bringing my hotspot with me so I can stay on DMR. So, morning, rest well. Thanks for your service. Have a great day. Enjoy the weekend. 73 for now, KJO 2 home.
KFHGSD.
K-8-P-R.
K-8-P-R, this is number 6, Whiskey Yankee. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Dave. And your audio sounds much better today than it did yesterday. Are you on a different radio?
No, I'm on the same radio. I just been up a little bit longer, cleared my throat, and just finishing my morning stretching. Getting ready for my socks and shoes to go downstairs to do my indoor walk.
Okay, sounds good. So, yeah, we were talking about the high criteria yesterday. I did find a guy on eBay selling this software and cable. And hopefully that will work.
Yeah, hopefully it will. Software and cable, that's a good deal. As long as you're, I don't know how they did it, but the software I got actually checks the serial number to match the software for this high tier. I like the radio. This radio doesn't have the digital monitoring mode, or as Motorola calls it, the promiscuous mode. But it does have Bluetooth, and it does have the roaming feature. So those two things makes it worthwhile for me, and has good audio, both on transmit and receive.
Yeah, the only kind of weird thing is, I think I've mentioned this to you before, is when you stop talking, it's almost like a vox. When you're only talking and you stop talking, it's still like, best thing I describe is just dead air, but it's there. Yours just totally drops out completely. You're on, and like the microphone shuts off in between your, if you leave a big enough gap. It's kind of, I don't know if that's a setting or what.
Yes, there is a setting on that. I've been meaning to do adjust it. It's just a matter of getting my Windows 10 computer out and experimenting with it. I can hear it on the Grindmaster parrot test. I can stop talking, and I know what you're saying. It just sounds like the microphone was switched off, but the carrier's still there. And it's not that bad on the parrot, and I attempted not to adjust it at all, but it does have an automatic gain control on the microphone, and I guess to keep white noise from coming in when nobody's talking, it shuts off the mic. So I think that's an advantage, but maybe I got it set incorrectly. I believe I have it moving back to the default value. So maybe I have to go the other direction and see if it improves it.
Okay, it's just like I know one time, I think it was telling you, I thought you had stopped talking, and I thought you had ended the transmission, because, in DMR, you're either there or you're not, and so I thought you had ended the transmission. Turned out it was doubling with you. So that it can be a little, if you leave a big enough gap, it can sound like you've ended the transmission.
Well, I guess I have to start talking like in the old sideband days to keep the box from tripping you. and maybe that will not deceive people that I dropped the carrier. But anyway, are you on your way to work again today?
Yeah, but from a different direction. I just came from a doctor's appointment on to the office. So normally I'm heading from west to east, now I'm going from east to west.
Vice.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that. It's sort of like one syllable. Try again.
Oh, really? My battery is not going dead. I notice I only have one bar in the battery right now. But I am going through the repeater. But I just ask, is it your office like a field office, or is it like a distribution point for radios, where business people can come in and get the radios?
It's just a small office, and mostly a sales office and repair office. It's not very big. The radios come in, we program them, put them together, whatever, and ship them out. Or pick them up. You know, most of our customers are in the local area, so we pick them up or we drop them off or we ship them UPS or whatever.
Well, that's neat. I am fascinated by radios and always had a passion for handy talkies. But anyway, Phil, I am getting close to getting my shoes and socks on. And I need to go downstairs and start my morning routine, and I think my battery is going dead. There's only one bar left here. I haven't got the battery alarm yet, so maybe it's still good. So I'm thinking I'll say 73 this time and hit you later. AAPR, this is A6WY. Talk to you later, Phil.
All right. Have a good day. Talk to you later. Get those shoes and socks under for you. Start wandering around. Don't slip your toes. All right, catch you later. This is KDPR.
I think that was you making a call, Tom. You dropped a few packets, and you said it was your north or somewhere. This is KAAUHG.
And then QY2, testing State Line 1, Central Michigan Roman.
Hello there. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta Chris, I hear you loud and clear. I'll be in and out, but 7-3.
Well, I appreciate the call back. It's the first time I'm testing the roaming capability to my AMR radio, so nice chatting with you again, Chris. Appreciate it. 7-3 to you as well. Any QY2 clear?
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta, I'm listening and monitoring.
KF8 GSD, KF8 HPW. How's it going today, Chris? How'd that brake job go?
Hello there. You're the one in Novi, right? Nice to hear from you again this morning. Currently doing some commuting, running some errands around, being the hands and feet for the family, you know what I mean? How about you today?
Yep, over here in Novi, and doing pretty good. Happy it's Friday, I guess.
Sounds good. Glad to hear that. Do you have any plans for Friday today?
No, man, just taking me this weekend. Going to Hawaii in about a week. I'll be there for about a week, so just taking me leading up to that. nothing major plan, because that in and of itself is a pretty major plan. So.
I bet. Going to Hawaii? Oh, my goodness. Hopefully it's for a vacation and not for work, too. I know there's a DMR thing going on in Hawaii, too. They have a really nice network. I accidentally stumbled on it on accident on, like, a Brandmeiser talk group. But really good guys down there. Highly recommend to say at least hi to them if you do bring your radio to his. Anything in particular you're doing in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah, I'm just going there for my girlfriend's birthday. And going to spend a week there and relaxing. I checked out some of the repeaters over there. I think the island we're on, they're not going to have, they don't have any DMR stuff, but they do have, like, a network of five repeaters on the island. So hopefully I'll be able to maybe speak with some folks through that. I am going to take one of the radios with me, so hopefully be able to speak with some folks. And then apart from that, I was also exploring the Echo Link stuff. One guy that I talked to on the Novi analog repeater here, he's in Echo Link a lot, so he was showing me the ropes on that yesterday. And so I think they may have one over there that's got that, but then of course you can use that to talk with some of the ones back over here. Not the Novi analog one I'm normally on, but some of those have Echo Link on them. So I think South Lion has it. I think the Renton UHF has it. And there's some others around here, so I might be able to speak to some folks back home, too.
Oh, yeah. You'll be right back here at home, then, at least with Echo Link, too. I know that's a pretty cool technology to use, especially if you're in a pinch or want to make sure you're hitting a repeater. That's generally what I tend to use it for, but at least to me, I don't regularly use Echo Link. It just kind of feels like...
Yeah, to a certain degree, it almost does feel like it kind of defeats the purpose. Especially for the like the direct calls, the private calls, it's basically just like doing radio through the internet instead of through the actual link. Yeah, like you said, you know, in a pinch or in a backup situation or in a situation where you're trying to verify where you're hitting the repeater that has it, definitely pretty cool technology to use.
KF8 GSD. I know you mentioned that that you're around the Novi analog repeater. I know that's a really fun one to listen to, in my opinion. But at least from Matt, I either need to be outside with a longer antenna or indoors with a perfectly placed 41-inch antenna. It's one of the more harder to reach analog repeaters for me, but really good contact on that one.
Yeah, some days it is pretty busy. Like the other night, I think there were like 6 or 7 of us just randomly on there. And so we actually had to start, I think one guy started being like actual moderators and making sure we all even for it. I don't know if they had to enforce it, but this was kind of, facilitating us ensuring that we maintained the rotation. But anyway, it's pretty cool to do that. Yeah, I think from Royal Oaks, I hit that once. My brother has tried to do it with a 10-watt HT, but he wasn't able to make it in. So you might need something that's got more power than that to make it maybe like 15 or 20 watts at least. But it is on the 444.8 repeater, and it's a pretty fun one to be on.
I mean, I kind of was able to get in a little bit with a 10-watt handheld and a larger antenna, but especially with a repeater that far away, height is mic, but you're better off putting in some more power behind that transmission, too. They said it was staticky, hard to hear, but as long as I can hear them and kind of, like, listen in on the conversation, which are really good, by the way, I'm pretty happy and content with that.
Yeah, one of the guys on the analog repeater, he's really into doing, relatively new, I think he got his license in May, I think it was, and he's been getting into the HF stuff pretty heavily, and I think he just got his general actually earlier this week, and so he's doing a lot of the HF stuff, but he's really into antenna building, and so he got me into watching a few videos on that, and so I'm thinking maybe after Hawaii I might build one, and not one that like an attached to the house or anything, but just one you set out in the yard when you use it and then see if maybe even with 10 watts I might be able to get a little further out using that instead of just the antenna on top of the HT.
Well, if it's anything that's going to get me into HF radio, it's 100% going to be that Novi repeater and the conversations they have. Every time I hear it, they talk about antennas all the time, but every time they talk about it, it's like, man, I really want to get on that into Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta Chris here.
Yeah, this one is, like I said, 444.8, so it's on UHF. But the HF stuff, that's more about like the longer distance things, I think. So if you're talking to folks in other states, and then at certain frequencies, you can even hit other continents and countries there. So depending upon the atmospheric conditions, of course. But I think, I don't know which license class you are, but I think if for technician, we're only allowed to do 10 meters on the HF side of things, but then once you get general, it opens up, I think, at least up to 80 meters and maybe 160. I'm not sure if 160 is extra or not. But it definitely opens up a wild world of long-distance communication and some stuff that, is pretty cool because, a lot of it just depends on us, mastering our environment and taking advantage of just the conditions that nature gives to us, like the ionospheric reflection and stuff like that. KFABCW.
All right, I need a minute or two over here. I need to do some things with both hands, but I'll be right back. KFABESB. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries, Chris. I'll just sit down 3 because I got to do some things as well. So good chatting with you. And you have a good afternoon and a good weekend. I'll talk to you. KFA-HPW, Clay.
All right. I am back. HPW.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, not sure if you caught my last transmission before you stepped away, but I was just saying I gotta take care of some things, too. So we'll just say 7-3 to you. And you have a great afternoon and a great weekend. I'll talk to you.
No problem. 7-3. Have a good one. KFA-GSP. I'll be listening.
KCKJO.
KCKJO. SAU Mobile.
KCKJO.
NAWRO.
perfect timing. I've got a question for you about tomorrow.
I might have an answer.
Well, you usually are, Johnny, on the spot. So were you able to get a hold of our register at Oakland for the Dream Cruise Direct? And did you get any contact? Or we don't know exactly what your assignment is.
I am Rover 2. And K-E-A-W-U-O is Rover 1.
Copy that. Are you for both shifts, AM and PM, or just the morning? Copy your last Rover with John. Are you AM shift and PM shift, or just the morning one?
It doesn't specify. I'm looking it up now.
I don't really too much care about the... you're just staying all day is what I'm looking at.
All it says is check in tomorrow morning. We'll be in the parking lot behind the Upton School. Says the building will not... Well, itself will not be open until 11 a.m. So let me see what the other mail says. Hold on.
Yeah, you might be getting more updates than I have. Like, a couple of our guys are only going to work the a.m. shift. They're not doing the afternoons, you know, to the night. So I didn't know if you were planning to stay the whole day or to be determined.
Yeah, all Mike says is, okay, we will put you in as Rover 2, and then Rover 1 is John, K-E-A-W-U-O. But I put down the work the morning shift.
Okay, I'll put you down for morning shift, and you have every intention of splitting after that, correct?
Say that again?
Just confirming, morning shift only, you're planning to leave after the morning shift, correct?
Unless somebody buys me lunch.
Actually, I believe they are. They might be doing that. So I'll mark you down for morning. Of course, you know, you always have the option to hang if you want to. All right, perfect. Tom, I'm going to get back to this. I got to figure out about Art, K-8-A-C-W. He's the only one I haven't seen on the Oakland material, so he may not have contacted them. So I'm sure they'll put use to him, though. All right, appreciate it, Tom. Let you go. N-A-W-R-O, I will listen out. Thanks a lot. And if I don't talk to you, have a good good time out there tomorrow. I'm hoping the rain will hold off.
Yeah, let's hope. Like I said, I'm heading home, and then I got to do a couple things and go down to the pickup at 7 o'clock. I did sign up for it, so I don't know why it didn't go through, but I remember saying I had DMR mobiles and HTs and, you know, my shirt size and stuff, and I believe I signed up with... Oakland Arts, but for some reason it didn't go through. But that's okay. I'm signed up now. I'm in there. So I'll go pick up my stuff tonight.
Oh, yeah, no worries. They'll take you. They'll still take volunteers. But we're good now. I just didn't know about you. I knew you had to recontact them and get it situated. So, all right, appreciate it. Drive safe. Talk later. N-A-W-R-O, clear.
K-A-K-K-Joe. Wow, you're a little hot in there. Try again. K-A-K-K-Joe.
November 8th, Foxtrot Alpha United Lowell.
Hey, Lowell, got you on there now. I'm going to sit your mic game's a little hot. I have to turn you down.
That's a little bit better.
Yeah, your audio sounds like crap.
NAFAU mobile testing.
NAFAU. This is NAWRO Macomb County. I think I caught your last. It was a little light in the audio. If you want to try again, I'll look at the dashboard, see what you're doing. Nothing heard from NAFAU. Looks like you're trying on the Byron Center Tower. So I'll stand by. If you can make it, I'll try to acknowledge. NAWRO, clear but listening.
KCKJL.